Good morning. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon with the USDA report for November 20th. Well, the 2014 crop harvest is about in the books, and winter has made its presence known already. As farmers are limited to their fall and winter outdoor duties, it may now be a good time to for them to begin to think about the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and or the Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs at FSA. Some key dates to keep in mind for the ARC and PLC programs are February 27th of 2015. By this date, landowners will have the option to update the yield history and or reallocate crop acreage bases on their farms. This is commonly referred to as the update process. Then by March 31st, 2015, the current producers or operators will be making a one-time irrevocable election of either the ARC or PLC program options for the 2014 through the 2018 crop years. And this is referred to as the election process. Following those two items, then mid-April of next year to the summer of 2015, operators will complete the actual enrollment of the farms into the ARC or PLC program, depending on which option they chose by March 31st. Farms which do not have a completed election by that March 31st date will automatically be defaulted to the PLC option on April 1st. And in addition, program provisions mandate that any farm that was defaulted to the PLC option will not be eligible to receive a payment for the 2014 crop year. So, having said that, it is very important that an election be made by the current producers on the farms by that March 31st date, no matter which option they choose, in order to keep the payments coming for 2014 through 2018. To assist producers to make these decisions, Iowa State University personnel and FSA staff will be conducting many meetings in the area to discuss the timelines and the options available under each of the programs. One of the first meetings coming up in the area, it will be December 5th at the Brayton Town Hall, and this will be a morning meeting beginning at 9:30 to go over the program options. This meeting is being sponsored by Crop Production Services there in Brayton, and all producers are encouraged and welcome to attend. The meeting should end by 11 o'clock, and there will be FSA personnel in attendance to help answer questions. The second meeting will be an evening meeting on December 10th, and this will be held at the American Legion Building in Coon Rapids, and that will begin at 6 o'clock with a supper. Both of these meetings, we ask that you please make reservations either here at the FSA office or at the Audubon County Extension office. The number at the Extension office here in Audubon is 563-4239, or you can call the FSA office at 563-4261, extension 2, and we can forward that reservation to the Extension office for you. We encourage all producers to attend at least one of these meetings so they can begin to get acclimated with the provisions of the ARC and PLC programs. Then, as follow-ups to these meetings, FSA will be conducting tutorial abbreviated meetings here in the conference room at the USDA Service Center on Tuesday afternoons beginning December 16th. We will continue these as long as needed or until February 24th, whichever comes first. As space is limited, we do ask that you call the Audubon FSA office, again at 563-4261, extension 2, and let us know if you plan to attend any of these meetings. We will have prepared spreadsheets for each of your farms available for you to look at and to compare and to review your actual numbers on the farms you operate. And we feel that these will help put the decisions that you need to make in a real time and text. Again, these meetings will be held each Tuesday afternoon at the Audubon FSA office beginning December 16th. Each meeting will start at 1:30 in the afternoon. So why not come and get out of the cold for a bit and learn about the programs and have coffee with us. Just remember to give us a call if you plan to attend any of these afternoon meetings. The county committee election ballots have been mailed to producers in the local administrative area, or LAA 1, which includes Oakfield, Exira, Audubon, and Greeley townships. If you have not returned your ballot yet, please do so by the December 1st, 2014 deadline. The county committee will meet on December 4th to count the ballots and determine your representative for the next 3 years. Sherry Erlmeyer currently serves at LAA 1 and is running for re-election. However, producers may write in nominations if they choose, but if you do so, you need to ensure that that person would be willing to accept a committee position if they were elected. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs or the ARC-PLC program especially, feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number, again, is 563-4261. Extension 2 in Atlantic, the phone number is 243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Tune in next week for more updates from USDA, and have a happy Thanksgiving next Thursday.